Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome. I hope and pray that God has blessed you. I know he has because you're joining me on the call, but I hope and pray that God has blessed you this week as well. Well, beloved, we are moving ever so closely to the halfway mark of our 40-day sojourn. We are at day 15. Can you believe it? Day 15 of our time of fasting and prayer together. Day 15, March 21st. Hope and pray that God is blessing you thus far as you are taking your commitment to fasting and prayer seriously. Amen. Thank you for joining us live and even those who will be listening later. All right, there is a word from the Lord, and that word is found in Luke's Gospel, Gospel of Luke, chapter 10. And I want to read verses 38 through 42, reads very quickly. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And this is the NIV version of the Bible. Here begins the word, the reading of the word of the Lord. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. But just a few minutes, I want to talk about choose the good part. Choose the good part. Love it. A lot of people claim they are busy for the Lord, but their busyness only amounts to work that accomplishes very little. But if your work leads you to extending an invitation, God coming into your life, and then sitting and gleaning wisdom at the feet of Jesus, what you are doing then will accomplish so much more in your life. See, beloved, when you invite Jesus in your life, Jesus should be the focus. I'm going to rewind that and say that again. When you invite Jesus into your life, Jesus should be the focus, and everything else should become secondary. So we must learn, like Mary and Martha, to choose the good part. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we choose the good part? And what is the best part about having Christ come into our lives? There are three things out of this text that I want to lift up that I hope and pray will help us on this morning, and then I'll pray. Beloved, first thing I want us to see is that when you choose the good part, choosing the good part means when you welcome him, you focus on his word and not your work. When you welcome him, your focus should be on his word and not your work. Look at verses 38 and 39. Bible says, "Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house." Verse 39. "And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." Now, Martha welcomed him in, but it's obvious that she went back to work because her focus was on cultural amenities. Martha welcomed him in, but she went back to work, which was then putting a focus on the cultural. Mary welcomed him too. But Mary, once she knew it was Jesus, got herself at the feet of Jesus and prepared for his word. Her focus was spiritual. And so, beloved, it's important to understand that if you're going to choose the good part, that means prioritizing the spiritual over the cultural duties of the day. Martha thought that because Jesus was in town, she needed to get everything in its proper place and its proper order, put everything in alignment to do all of the cultural niceties and hospitality, and there's nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time, beloved, where the focus should be on the spiritual, and the cultural duties of the day must become secondary. It is important, beloved, that if you're going to choose the good part, that when you welcome the Lord into your life, the focus should be on what God has to offer us and not what we want to do around the Lord. It's important to focus on his word and not your work. But there's more here, beloved. If you're going to choose the good part, not only must you welcome him, and when you welcome him, you focus on his word and not your work. But then the second thing is, don't be distracted by the details of your personal desires. If you're going to choose the good part, you can't be distracted by the details of your personal desires. Look at verse 40 of Luke 10. It says, but Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Beloved, sometimes the Lord is so near to us, but because we become distracted, instead of seeing Jesus, we divert our attention to other people. And beloved, if you're going to choose the good part, you cannot become so distracted that Jesus is right there, but you're not seeing Jesus. Your attention has been diverted to someone else. And notice what she says, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Distractions will do two things. It will derail you of the focus necessary to see the Lord, and distractions will lead you to selfish desires. Notice she goes to Jesus, but instead of seeing Jesus for what he came to offer, she sees Jesus as someone who can get what her way and her will done. Tell her to help me. Sounds like kids, two sisters, talking to one another. You've been tasked to do some things in the house, and when one sister is not doing what the other sister is doing, you run and tell on that sister. You say, tell her to help me. She actually went to Jesus and said, tell her to help me. Beloved, do not become distracted by the details that divert and derail us to focus on other people. Do not allow yourself to become so distracted that you're only concerned about your own personal desires. You see, when you're distracted, your desires focus on the wrong thing. The focus should have been Jesus, not Mary. Jesus didn't come over just for you to tell him what to do. No, it don't work that way. Jesus came over to impart wisdom to those who would hear it. So, beloved, if you're going to choose the good part, you can't be distracted by the details of your own personal desires. Be open to what the Lord has to offer. He didn't come over for you to tell him what to do based upon what you are. There's one more thing I want to show you. Not only is it important, beloved, that you welcome him. When you welcome him, you focus on his word and not your work. Not only is it important that if you're going to choose the good part, to not be distracted by the details of your personal desires. God, tell her to help me. But here's the final thing, beloved. The final thing is if you're going to choose the good part, you need to stop worrying and being troubled and know your self-worth. Stop worrying and being troubled and know your self-worth. Here it is, verses 41 and 42. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. Verse 42, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So you have to stop worrying and know your self-worth. Listen, choosing the good part is not just receiving wisdom from the Lord. But I saw something else in this text. Choosing the good part also means choosing to invest what is worthwhile in yourself. Listen, acts of hospitality and charity, if they're going to be sustained over time, means every now and then taking the time to pour into yourself so that you can continue to pour out to others. The reason why so many of us are so depleted and so empty is because we've been pouring and pouring and pouring to other people, but not choosing to take the time in knowing your self-worth and in pouring back into you as an empty vessel that you might be sustained and filled again. Take time with Jesus. You are worth it. Stop worrying and being so troubled. Stop pouring out so much so that you're so depleted that it causes you to be frustrated and filled with anxiety and worry. Take the time. Invest in yourself. Know your self-worth. Take time with the Lord, and then everything else will fall in line. Jesus specifically said that Mary chose that good part, which will not be taken away from her. She knows what she needs from me in order that she can continue to be sustained. And to continue to provide charity and hospitality. Martha was working on Eve. Mary said, I'm about to get filled up. I'm getting filled up by getting wisdom from the Master. Choose the good part, which means do something worthwhile for yourself and receive the wisdom of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for your word. Thank you, Lord God, that we're going to choose the good part. We're going to choose the good part, Lord, where we are no longer encumbered by the work of the cultural desires of the day, but we're going to pause and take time to fellowship in your word. Take time to feed our souls. Lord, let us not be distracted by the details of personal desires that come out of our time of being just depleted. Lord, help us to focus on the things that are not selfish desires. Tell her to help me. But help us to focus on the things that are worthwhile, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to understand that you have come to impart wisdom in our lives, that we are to be filled up with your wisdom so that we can live full and productive lives. And then, Lord, help us to stop worrying and being so troubled over this, that, and the other. Help us to know our self-worth. And we need to invest in what is worthwhile in ourselves. That acts of hospitality and charity are what you call us to do. What Martha was doing was not wrong. But Lord, when you come to help us that we might be poured into so that we can continue to pour out to others. Because Lord, you have chosen us to know that we're worth it. So help us to stop worrying. Help us to take time with you. Help us to know that everything else will fall into line. Let us prioritize the spiritual over the cultural. God, we love you, adore you, and bless you. And we thank you this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're on the right path to choosing the good part. Choose the good part. And don't worry about your neighbor, and don't try to tell Jesus what to do. Amen. Tell her to help me. Just know that when you choose the good part, you're investing in yourself. Y'all be blessed. I look forward to talking to you in the morning, day 15. God bless. Amen.